بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is Al-Majid, Al-Majid, the possessor of grandeur, the most venerable. All the beautiful qualities belong to Allah تبارك وتعالى على الكمال, with perfection. Perfection, completion to the highest level. All his attributes belong only to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and none of the creation can be equal to Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing can be comparable, equal to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. As we mentioned, these names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we discuss them, we learn about them, what they call in Arabic, تَعَرُّفَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, to get the ma'rifat of Allah. They will recognize Allah, we know of Allah. We know how majestic He is. That how grand is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Majesty belongs to Him, grandeur belongs to Him. To what level, to what height, to what depth, that all these things belong to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the heart and the mind becomes convinced that I have to believe in every command of Allah. When it comes to Quran Sharif, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Quran Sharif is a kalam of my Allah, the speech of my Allah that emanated from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So if that emanated from Allah, to whom greatness belongs, to whom majesty belongs, supremacy belongs, everything belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He is a possessor, from there Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala distributes. So we discuss this, so this comes on the mind and the heart, that my Allah is so great, my Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala possesses the most beautiful qualities, there's no comparison to Him. Therefore, I should give up everything for Allah. This is the command of Allah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah said, that is the book, لَا رَيْبَ فِي. There is no doubt in every command of Quran, in every ayat, in every letter, in every dot of Quran Sharif is power packed with the qudrat of Allah. So there is no doubt. Allah Ta'ala gave the command, I believe in it wholeheartedly. I accept it completely. And together with that, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who taught us about the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So I have a complete syllabus, a complete way of life. I do not need anything else, nothing else short in my life. That is why our Honorable Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Sahib says that we read Quran. And we say there's no doubt, I believe in Quran. I believe in Quran, I believe in every ayat of Quran. And ayat actually means a sign, a landmark. So every ayat is a sign and a landmark that leads you to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Every ayat. So Hazrat says that we read Quran, we say, I believe in Quran. Wholeheartedly, 100%. But my amal is contrary. So the amal shows now, I don't believe in that ayat. Quran is saying riba is haram, but you can't live without it. But I believe in Quran, but the amal is saying no. Zina haram, wa la taqrabu zina, don't go near it. So I believe in Quran Sharif, but I'm involved in it. So amalan, you see, when it comes to action, now the action is not in conformity to Islam, surrendering oneself. Now I'm emulating somebody else that is contrary to Quran Sharif. So this is very important for us to understand, as we were mentioning also, that the mind became colonized. Now we have to undo that and let the mind be convinced, and the mind think. And just to understand the mind thinking, for us to think and to understand and try to comprehend, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how did they understand? How did their mind work? Now came Ashura, came Muharram. What was in the mind of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu? How he understood Muharram? Umar bin Khattab, how he understood Muharram? They understood in 100% from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do I understand of Muharram? Like my thinking is something else, but I say I believe in Quran. I believe in Allah. I say I believe, I tell now the family and the children that I love you, but the heart is somewhere else. Like that person we mentioned went to the card shop, and he asked the person behind the counter, you have a card that says it's only you. So shopkeeper says, we have a card, it's only you, give me 10 please. That's how we are. That now I say I love Allah, but now also here and there, I listen to that one also. Listen to that, that one will post something on the group, whether it's a bid'at, whether it's something now proven in hadith or not, whether it's something wazifa I must do, I'm taking it. I'm doing it, barakat. Now, whether I'm thinking about akhirat, only about dunya. Do it for dunya, do it for this season, do it for that reason. Our life is for akhirat. So Muharram has come, a lot of things we'll hear floating now on the WhatsApp and in the social media, that you must do this and you must do that. We're saying, must believe in Quran. Must believe in the command of Allah. The command of Allah, everything is there. Believe in the command of Allah, everything is coming from where? From Allah, not from the wazifa. Is it coming from the wazifa? Is it coming from the mannat? Is it coming from the vow you took? Is it coming from some roza you kept, whether it's sharia compliant or not? It's happening from Allah. Therefore, we should cut everything out. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did is sufficient for me. I don't need anything else. Yes, we find many kitabs, wazifas, this masjid, that masjid, Muharram will come. And if you don't do it, some bala will come. Where the bala is going to come from? The creator of bala is Allah also. Creator of jinnat and sihar and jadu is Allah also. It's only by the permission of Allah, anything can happen. Now if I believe so much, if I don't do this, that good is going to happen. So I'm believing now that something else is doing besides Allah. If I don't do it, that's going to happen. And if I do this, then that will happen. So where's Allah in everything? I say, I don't doubt it. Therefore in Muharram especially, we check our aqidah and our belief. What are my beliefs? I say, I believe in Allah. I believe in Allah. Sharia is easy. Inna ad-deena yusrun. Wa lan yushadda ad-deenu illa ghalabahu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, deen is very easy. And no one makes tashaddud in deen. No one goes into extremity in deen except that deen will overpower him, will overwhelm him. Now if you do so many thousand like this, then you do so many hundred like that. Hey, now, don't have the time. If you don't do it, what will happen? What will happen? Did that ever happen in Madinah Munawwara? But now I got this mindset. If I don't do it, something is going to happen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, deen is easy. There's nothing much to do. In fact, what we should be doing is not doing. Don't do haram. Don't get involved in bid'at, in innovations. Not mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, not mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Ulama have not authorized it. Yes, we have some wazifas. Ulama say you can do it, permissible to do it. But now that permissibility, we take it to be like wajib. And then we hear people say, you didn't do it. Oh, what's going to happen now? Now you wait for next year Muharram. You have a bad year this year. Now, how you missed it out? Inna lillahi. Everything happens from Allah. So we put our head down to Allah, we surrender to Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. That's why we read the names of Allah. So we get convinced. We see Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, how the ulama interpret it, how they teach us what to do. Deen is absolutely easy. Yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusr, wa la yuridu bikum al-usr. Allah says in Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, we use two words in terminologies of Sharia, qati'iyu dalala and qati'iyu thubut. Now these are two terms that are used. That Quran Sharif, when it comes to being established, is absolutely definite. There's no doubt in Quran being established and firm. This is Quran, beyond any doubt whatsoever. قَتْعِيُّ الدَّلَالَ, whatever Quran advocates, indicates towards, is absolutely explicit, clear, there's no doubt, finish. Quran says, deen is easy, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Allah Ta'ala intends easy for you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Now to emphasize it, Allah says, I intend easiness for you. Now I leave it there. Then I tell you, I don't want to make things hard for you. Now you're convinced. Allah is saying, I intend easy for you. And I don't intend anything difficult for you. Allah emphasizes it also. So we can see how simple deen is. Now to understand, when we bring innovations into deen, that now you must spend so much, or you must buy so many things, or you must distribute so many things, etc. All these now are got to do with finances. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was offered the mountains of Makkah Mukarrama to be turned into gold for him, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended. Other malaika were there, O Nabi of Allah, Allah has sent us to offer you. The mountains of Makkah will be turned gold for you. Is your option your choice? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, what should I choose? Become a Nabi and a king, live a very, very luxurious, comfortable life, or I be a Nabi of Allah, but live a simple life. One day I will eat, one day I won't eat, make shukr to Allah, one day sabr, one day shukr. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, opt for that one. But the great wisdom in this, subhanallah, the great wisdom In Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam choosing to be the final Nabi of Allah, by the choice of Allah, and living the most simplest of lives. What was the reason? Whatever Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do in his life will become the Sunnah. Will become the Sunnah. If he opted now to be an affluent Nabi of Allah, would have had the best horses, best breed, the best camels, the best foods, best accommodation. That would have been the Sunnah standard. What will happen to the poor Ummati? I can't follow the Sunnah. I don't have the finances. So the deen is not for me. He, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accommodated and thought of the poorest of the poorest Ummati will come, he can follow me also. I'll make the deen so easy, make it so uncomplicated that there's nothing really to do. Simple, keep roza, don't eat. There's nothing to spend, nothing to distribute, no fruits to give out, no ice cream to give out, no Kit Kat to give out, nothing. Simple and nothing to do. Do for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Made it so simple. Now, if we make these things wajib, incumbent, we've got to do it. Now we actually are saying that it's part of the sunnah. We have to do these things. Now we haven't seen any riwayat so far anywhere that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any Ashura or any Rabiul Awwal, he appointed Hazrat Bilal at the door of Masjid al-Nabi, give up some fruits today, some ice cream. Sahaba ikram are coming. We never heard. Although we love to do it, but he never did it. So we see in our homes, in our families, in our culture, in our society, start educating our people. Educate ourselves. Now, bid'at, innovations that we take to be necessary. How dangerous is this? How dangerous is this? Where now people will do certain things, certain actions, whether Muharram, whether Rabiul Awwal, whether Ramadan, we have to do these things. Now, what is the danger of these things? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very clear. When it came to innovation, but ahdatha, the person who initiates, innovates something in our deen which is not part of deen. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Is that part of us? Is that part of my jamaat? Is that part of my jamaat? Person any initiates anything in deen of Allah, which is not the deen of Allah, regards this to be necessary, is that amongst us? فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Imagine somebody says, why you can't join us, you're not part of our jamaat. Find another jamaat. Find another team. How hurt you? He's not part of my jamaat. Now think of which not part of my jamaat. Qiyamah today, who doesn't want to be part of that jamaat? Now the riwayat says, those that will introduce all these things, it might look actions of piety, some good actions, feeding, doing this and doing that and the rest of it. But understand on the day of Qiyamah, this wasn't part of deen. I made it part of deen, with a deeny flavor. And the riwayat says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be at the pond of Kothar. And that day the thirst, person now will be in the pangs of hunger and thirst. He just wants a glass of water to quench the thirst of the sun 1 mile above the head. Now we know when you go to northern hemisphere right now, you go to Haramain Sharifain, etc., 40 degrees, 45 degrees, 50 degrees. Now on the day of Qiyamah, then a person will go to Hawdi Kothar, the pond of Kothar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be there, waiting to offer you a glass of water. Now those that have been for Hajj, when you're walking for Hajj, how are you waiting for that? Somebody give me at least one sip of water at least. How you look for it? Oh, on a hot day also, how are you looking for that engine shop just to buy something to quench my thirst? Qiyamah's day now, you waiting for that glass of water. And before he can take hold of it, the malaika will present themselves and say to the person, suhqan, suhqan, e bu'dan, get away, get away. Nabi of Allah said, but hold on, partner, you're part of your ummah. You don't know what they did after you. You don't know what they did after you. They will not be allowed to drink from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just because of innovations. I didn't do it, why are you doing it? I didn't say you must do it also, why are you doing it? So all these beautiful names of Allah, we read them, so we get convinced that what Allah has prescribed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has prescribed 100%. We don't need anything more, we don't need anything less. Whole of Muharram, Ashura also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that when it came to the fasting on the day of Ashura, 1 year's past sins are forgiven. Just one day, Roza, but when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw the Yahud and the Jews are fasting also on that day, Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Sahaba ikram that we will fast an extra day. Why? We will oppose them. We will even follow them in the way they keep the fast also. So we learn in Ashura, we learn in Muharram also, that we have a unique way of doing things. We don't have to follow anybody else. As I mentioned, we have a complete system. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Allah says, your deen is perfected already. And my bounty upon you is already completed. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ الدِّينَ. And Allah is saying, I'm absolutely pleased with Islam being your deen. You don't need anything else. Don't look right, don't look left. I got a complete deen, have the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's simple as that. Nothing more than that. Now sometimes we're going to do things in certain way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way that is pleasing to Allah jalla jalalu is the sunnah way. Nothing else. Now, just for an example, a person who's to make dua. Now, he was to please Allah. He's begging of Allah. Now, he'll make dua in such a way, he was to show Allah his humility. Whether he'll hold his face, whether he'll duck his face, whether he'll go down, whatever he will do. But it might look at this person, mashallah, what dua he's making. But the most beloved way to Allah, sunnat way. Raise their hands in line with the number two button, as it says, in line with the chest. Hands facing towards the qibla. Praise Allah, read Durud Sharif, Nami, that's the best way to Allah. You can try all your other styles and other ways, etc. That's your style. The style that's beloved to Allah is the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, when he came to Arafah, when he came to Hajj, etc., when he came to the battle of Badr, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat subhanallah, he says, make dua to Allah. Allah ta'ala teaches us how to make dua. And Quran says, how to make dua, real dua, fervent dua. So Allah Ta'ala uses the word in 9 para, Surah Al-Anfal. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ إِسْتِغَاثَ. إِسْتِغَاثَ means that a person is pleading, the whole body is shaking. So this was the kifiyat and the quality of dua of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he pleaded to Allah, like in Arafah, in Muzdalifah, and in the night of Badr also, then Abu Bakr Siddiq then went to the room of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and the body of Nabi of Allah was shuddering. And crying, Ya Allah, this small jamaat, they are destroyed tomorrow, Ya Allah. Your name will not be taken again on the surface of the earth. Then he raised his hands. He raised his hands, and some rewires it to the extent you could see the armpits also. He raised their hands, and his Mubarak shawl fell off his shoulders also. Siddiq Akbar caught hold of him, put him back on. Ya Rasulullah, enough, Allah has heard you. This is istighatha. Father said, this is the ultimate way of making dua. Istighatha, where a person now raises his hands and his chest is out and he's begging from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Also the other kayfiyat, kal mut'imin miskin. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, also one kayfiyat in Arafah, how he made dua. Like how they say, a miskin, a beggar, a pauper, how he's begging for food. How he begs for food, he makes his hand like that. Give me something to eat. Nabi of Allah is making dua like that. So that also one way of making dua. That generally in public now you'll make dua like that. And on your own now, then you're free with Allah. Now I can make istighatha. Now this is now talabul ghayth. That yeah, I'm seeking Allah Ta'ala's help. And I'm begging Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you repeat. As I say, dua doesn't mean now you make one long dua. Or you make 100 duas in one. Even one thing too. Person loves them. If he wants maghfirat from Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. Whether 5 minutes, whether 10 minutes, till it hits his heart, Ya Allah, one forgiveness. And that one forgiveness, Allah will give everything. Allah will give everything with that forgiveness it will come. Ya Allah, have mercy upon me. Have mercy. Even for 5 minutes, he just, one dua he makes only, and when the rahmat of Allah comes, everything comes with it. Everything comes with it. Person of dunya also, when the child says, Ma, I'm hungry. The mother won't give a half slice of bread. We're hungry, I see some bread over here. Have a glass of water. No. What she'll do? She may do the things hot for the child. She put it on the table. You'll have tea, you'll have coffee, you'll have cappuccino. She'll bring the biscuit, she'll bring the cake also, bring roti and the brown bread. My child is hungry. When you ask Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahmat. You won't even send Rahmat. Allah will send everything with it. Take everything. So they said, learn to make dua with istighatha. We don't have to ask for 100 things. ask for one thing and beg Allah for it till the thing comes into the heart. So this is what we are taught by our mashayikh. When it comes to Muharram also, we have our unique way of doing things. We don't have to follow anybody in anything. When that love, we read Salat and Salam every Laylatul Jumu'ah. The reason for that is not just to read it. It's the love of Nabi alayhi salatu has come in the heart so much. It's come so much that I'm convinced, and to the extent also, that I cannot tolerate any other way of life and style besides his. It's not tolerable to me, I can't handle it. Is that his way? Is that his way? I can't. Is that palatable to me? Although yes, Sharia is mubah, permissible, to wear this type of clothing, to wear the jeans, or to wear some type of socks. It's okay, permissible, but my Nabi of Allah never wore it like that. I just can't handle it. I can't do it. Not for me, it just doesn't work out. I just love that style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That has to come in that. That has to come into the Mastura's life also. When it comes to the children dressing also, we can't see them in any other garb. Only the sunnah, that's everything to me. And now if the kuffar, now you say, what is permissible, Manana? Nothing wrong with it. But if the kuffar didn't have it, and then they didn't show us, then what would we have done? Only follow the sunnah. That should be our life. Now they showed us where it came from. It came from them. So all of us say, okay, permissible. We can do it. Now, we always say that unfortunately a believer by intent he'll dress like them. By intent he'll dress like them, and also he'll dress his children like them. And on the other side of it, they, the non-Muslims, even by mistake they won't dress like us. By mistake also they won't dress like us. Well, now we have, alhamdulillah, even the beggars on the street corners, by intent they're dressing like us. So, because they know the Muslim will give something. So they call you, bhai, give something. So even they're wearing kurta. Such a hot day is wearing kurta. She's wearing burqa also. Our women folk can't wear the burqa on a hot day. But she's wearing it in the heat. What a beggar she's become now. Wearing the full burqa also, because she knows she'll get something. Imagine now, our women have to understand, oh Ben, if you have to wear it, what Allah won't give you? What Allah won't give you? She is wearing the burqa because of that you're giving her something. He's wearing kurta, tell her, give him something. You take Allah Pak's name, you say, give him something. You took Allah Pak's name. Now if you have to follow Quran and Hadith and the Sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu, what Allah won't give you? Your heart became so soft just because outwardly playing with you, I can give it to him. Now imagine the person has real iman and he's really trying to make Islam and come on to complete deen, or come on the sunnah, what Allah won't give. Not only dunya, Allah will give you treasures of the heart. What will come in the heart, what will enjoy in deen. And as it says now, the more enjoyment will come when I'm not following them. This yoke is off my neck. Simple, I got my simple sunnah dressing, simple lifestyle, eating on the floor at home, alhamdulillah. We're enjoying life in the sunnah. We don't know any other way. We only know this way over here. And we're leading our lives. So Muharram teaches us this also. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, explained to us we have a unique identity. We don't have to follow them even in the way they make ibadat. They're fasting one day, we'll fast 2 days. So even in the fasting, don't follow them. So in our ibadat, in our roza, don't follow them. By extension, in our entire life, don't even follow them. We'll say they're having fun, for us it's not fun. For us it's fun entertainment, Allah Pak told us. We enjoy ourselves in the amal of Sharia and deen. Yeah, there are avenues there, alhamdulillah. Where we can relax, we can enjoy ourselves. But not like how they doing it. Then now we take it from them. Very recently somebody mentioned also, that how come there's so much of discontentment right now in the ummah? Now holiday season has come. Now we all have to go for holiday. Before the pressure wasn't there so much. Maybe 40 years ago, 50 years ago, pressure wasn't there so much. Now we didn't go, wasn't a train smash. Right, father was working, mother understood that, you know, he has to work. Children, too, we're not going holiday, no, we're sitting here to enjoy it at home. Papa has to go to work. Now, can't even say that also. I must take off. You say, how come the ummah has come to that level right now, where we have to do what they are doing? Simple reason, my dear brothers, that maybe 30, 40 years ago, the simple women at home, who were actually the smart women, that knew what they're supposed to know, they didn't know who's going where, who's doing what. Now they know everybody who's doing where and who's doing what. So now why are we not doing? That time nobody knew. So all were happy at home. All were happy at home. Children too were happy at home. Buy them a trampoline, carry on jumping. Holiday will come out. Buy them one ball. Today as the boys, you know, it's bashing games. You know it's bashing. I said, not the sand dune one. Says, you take one ball, you put one team in the center there and you bash them. And the ball hits you, you're out. How much fun that was. Play chasing game. No more chasing game. Now it's all in the app now. Chasing there also. So that time was, so play all these games. So that time, it was simple. Nobody knew what other people are doing. So everybody was happy. All were contented. We couldn't go, we contented at home. Alhamdulillah. Alright? Now everybody knows what everybody else is doing. So we want to do it. Doing it and coming and ask ourselves, is Ummah really happy still? Still not happy. Still not happy. That time they went, they came back, they were happy, we had a nice holiday. As they say, now we go for holiday, now we come back, we say, now we need a holiday, now we're tired. Now we're more tired. Because when for holiday, for the man, he just want to go and sleep. And they got all the activities for the day already. All the activities for the day, from morning to evening. So when he comes home, he needs now, I need a holiday myself now. But back to the shop. So the whole lifestyle has changed. So when he comes to Muharram, it will revisit. That when he comes to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala Sifat, Quran Sharif, etc., to be absolutely convinced. We have a certain way of life, we have a special identity, to become completely convinced right now that I don't need anything else. For my children also, I don't need anything else. Sharia, deen is absolute, is complete. Complete success is in deen. I don't have to emulate them in anything whatsoever. Now, sometimes we see in the masjid also, the youngsters, what the influence? What the influence because of social media, that the sunnahs just come out. And they think otherwise is to be cool. Enter the masjid also, when they meet for no more salam. No more salam, and what they do that? What is it called? First bump. Some first bump. A lot of people doing that. Alright. Youngsters, they don't make salam anymore. They just do like that. Oh, that sunnat, musafaha is gone, the salam is gone also. So just gone. Something now, so we got influenced. Mind got colonized. It is a nice way of doing things. Now you're following that. So sunnat is almost dead. And who killed the sunnat? I killed it. I left it out. So therefore we have to muzakara all the time, my dear brothers. When it comes to Muharram, all many bid'at will come into the ummah. We have to see whether it's authentic, whether it should be done. Now many people are doing it for generations. We are afraid to leave it out. But our responsibility, kullukum ra'in. Every single one of us is a shepherd of our family. What's our responsibility? Whether the ulama in the masajid, whether the ustaz in the madrasa, whether the father at home, whether the employer in the workplace, we all are shepherds of that department. And Hadith Sharif says, every one of you will be questioned. Will be questioned. That did you pass on the correct message? All we have to do, very importantly, understand, my dear brothers. What ulama explain and they tell us, we have to warn the people and educate the people. Whether they will desist, whether they will stop or not, is immaterial. But if you are not warned, then as we mentioned, the ulama of Sham and Syria says that Bashar and company took over because the ulama stopped warning the people. People who are doing it, leave them, let them do it. Let them do it, they're taking care of us, so it's okay. He says that was the biggest factor. Where the warning bells stopped, ulama stopped warning the people, father stopped warning the children and the family, this is not right. Pyar and muhabbat, we're not especially in Jahannam. So with pyar and muhabbat, let me explain to them, our deen is simple, is pure, pristine, is complete, is perfect. This is not part of deen. Now we're doing it for many generations, many years, but it's not part of deen. So if you don't do it also, nothing will happen. So we have to educate. We, first of all, we have to speak about it. So we get convinced also. Then we educate our families. They think it has to stop sooner or later. Now many countries we find, when we go there, La Rabbi Da'at. And the ulama ikram not stopping it. It's carrying on for generations. The bid'at are carrying on for generations, and the fear when it comes to bid'at we mentioned, you're not part of my jamaat. And together with that, they say a person involved in bid'at and innovations never makes tawbah from it. Never make, it doesn't regard it to be a sin. It's part of deen. Nothing wrong with it. So never makes tawbah. This way ulama say to a certain extent, innovations and bid'at are more severe than sins. The effects of sins. Because you know this is a guna. So I will not make tawbah. When I raise my hands, I might not mention that sin of mine, but it's in my mind, yeah, I got gunas. But this bid'at now, to me, is an ibadat. To me, is an ibadat. I'm not making tawbah. And I'm going to die with this. Qiyamah's day, how I'm going to reply to Nabi Ali? That I never did this, why you did this? So whether it comes to birthdays also, whether it comes to celebrating somebody's birthday, some child is born also, deen is simple. People are going to do so many extra things. The ummah right now is crying. We know what is the condition of the ummah right now. So now is the time to spend on the ummah. Whether we give it out in sadaqah, there's more barakat for the children, more barakat for the family. Spend on the makhluq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. The giving hand is better than the receiving hand. So we have to educate, whether in our businesses, we have people over there, have a small program, explain what is right. We don't have to pick on anybody. We just say what is the right thing. What are the sunnahs of Muharram to keep the roza? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, besides the month of Ramadan, when he came to the roza and the fast of Ashura, he was absolutely eager for this roza to come. When the 10th of Muharram to keep that roza. In the days of before Medina Munawwara, the sum of Ashura, the fasting of Ashura was farz before Ramadan roza. When Ramadan became farz, then this became nafil. So initially it was farz. Ashaba ikram used to keep it. And even they used to make the children keep it also. And they should keep them busy, they should make for them toys or woolen toys. Just keep them distracted for the day, but keep the roza. So much eagerness Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to keep the fast of Ashura. For us now, South Africa, it will be either Saturday or Sunday, or Sunday or Monday. 9th or 10th, or 10th and 11th. We keep on the 10th and the 11th, 11th Monday, so we get the Sunnah roza also, the Monday roza. So you got Sunday and you got Monday, so either day. And also together with that, alhamdulillah, brothers, we shared the clips also, there's no Muharram shopping. Nabi of Allah didn't go shopping Muharram time. Become like on Christmas after that. People advertising also, Muharram gifts. There's no Muharram gifts. Any gift you should make right now is make dua for people of Gaza. And give the money in sadaqah, ya Allah, this is the children of Gaza. Ya Allah, your anger cools and release them and relieve them. So there's no Muharram shopping to give hadiyas and gifts also. That's why we're saying, Nabi of Allah chose the simplest of life, absolutely easy. Is it sunnat? Whether we'll get reward for it is questionable also. Because there's no reward for giving any hadiyah. Even there's no family da'wat also. Now that we made farz. We have to get together for Ashura da'wat. There's no da'wat. Nabi of Allah didn't call Sahaba Ikhlasa, but da'wat for Ashura. It was just to spend on that day. So simple it was. Just spend a bit extra on the family. A little bit extra now. Somebody will say, Baba Rana, that the extra I can buy. Family got everything at home. Everything. Whatever you got to, I want two things extra. That's all. You don't have to go to thousands now. Just want two extra things you bought from the family to get the barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah didn't make it so difficult now that you have to throw a big da'wat and you have to buy so many things now for the barakat of the whole year. No. The barakat, my dear brothers, as Muhammad Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah mentioned one time when he was in Johannesburg, he was in the path of an Jamaat. So one local Saadi said, come home for meals, come home for meals. Masir Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah was the Amir of Hijaz, of Makkah and Medina, in the foot of Da'wah and Tabligh. MashaAllah, buried in Baqi also. So Hazrat, MashaAllah, person persisted, Hazrat, come home for meals, breakfast, supper, something at least. They finally Hazrat told him, why you want me to come to your house? You want barakat? So he knew him, was informal with him. Gee, Hazrat, you'll come barakat in my house. He says, by me coming, barakat won't come. Barakat will come, bring sunnat in your house. Bring sunnat in your home and take out all the haram. Then if I come, then barakat will come. I can't bring the barakat just like that. Barakat will come with sunnat in your home. Now understand for Ashura also, barakat is not based on how much you're going to spend. The barakat is a niyat in the heart to fulfill the sunnat. And to have yaqeen and to have conviction, the promise on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah does not look at the quantity. Allah looks at the quality of the heart. So it doesn't mean I'm going to spend so much now. And spend upon who? You say, ala ayalihi. Spend upon those that are dependent upon you. not extended family and friends and neighbors. No. They said the riwayat. The riwayat is those that are dependent monthly, weekly, daily. They depend on you. That now you paying the bills, your family, children, those that are there living with you, eating under your roof. Those are your iyal. They are dependent on you to spend upon them. So easy it is. But ulama say, they see man's mentality. That something which becomes common and something which is in vogue, even though it may be very difficult, but it has become common now. And it's in vogue, people are doing it, but it's something difficult, it becomes easy for insan to do it. Even though it's a difficult thing. And something which is easy to do, but nobody is doing it, becomes difficult to do. Insan's mentality is like that. Therefore we have to rewire our brains a little bit. Now to spend so much on the day of Muharram, which is not demanded, which is not even called for, not even to spend now on the neighbor, or to spend upon that one, or this one, to buy hadia, it's a difficult task. What else go buy? So go out, buy so many things, so many packets. Sharia is telling you, don't do. It's a difficult thing. But everybody is doing, so what happens? It becomes easy. Our Sharia is saying, what's easy? Don't do. Hey, that's difficult now. Ajib insan's mentality. Walima also, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned, Inna azama nikah barakatan, aysaruhuma unatan. That nikah that has the most amount of barakat is where the least amount of expenditure is incurred. Now, tell the brother, have a simple nikah. Okay, very difficult. Okay, throw it. Yeah, that's okay. Opposite. Absolutely opposite. So this is what happens with the sunnah. When the sunnah doesn't become common, they will say, hey, difficult to fulfill the sunnah. But bid'at, yeah, that we can do it. Understand the gravity behind it. Therefore, we understand, educate our families, educate our friends, and as I mentioned, whether they stop or not is immaterial, but we mustn't stop. We have to sound the warning bells. The alarm has to be sounded. They say, this is not right. We don't have to spend so much. Let's cut it down this year a little bit. Let's do a half of it. Let's do slowly, slowly, gradually. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, don't become too drastic. Don't become harsh and rude and crude. Do it nicely. Now the wife didn't understand. She went and bought one toy for the child. Expensive toy also. And something haram. Got murat, surat, got eyes, everything. You came home now. What's this now? He said, don't make a noise. Don't make a noise and don't be one bakhil and a miser also. She spent so much, she bought the toy, the child likes the toy. So when they're all going to sleep, quietly you take it away. Quietly you take it away. But you buy a Sharia compliant toy, double the price. And put it there. Any complaint now? No, Papa is very generous. He took away the haram one, but he gave something better. So he says, that's how we treat our families. We don't even take it away. That now this is haram, we're not doing it. Slowly, let's make a plan, let's understand it together. Let's cut it down this year. Let's not do these certain things. Let's rather take the same money and let's give it to those that are in need. And see the happiness on their faces. Let's buy them some clothing at least. Let's do something like that. So slowly the bid'at will come out and the sunnah will come in. And as we're taking out the bid'at also, as I mentioned, with that we're getting reward. We're supposed to be doing in an incorrect way, the same funds we're putting in there. The same funds we're putting in there, we're getting reward for it. So the families won't feel difficult also. They won't feel difficult. For this season, our Kabir say that Sundays, when you're going for a drive, don't go to upmarket areas all the time. Take them down market also. And show the children, see how they're living. They're carrying water on their head. 10-year-old girl, look at how she's carrying water. We're living 2 kilometers away. They're living just 3 kilometers down the road. Look at their life. Just 5 minutes. And see how the children, how they're living, how they can. They never see it, so they don't feel it. You see it, you'll feel it. So they say, go in Jamaat, go in the path of Allah, see halat, see conditions, how people are living. They say, Ya Allah, how can we even spend money like this? How can we get involved in things like this? Look at the simple people around us, they don't have the basics right now. They don't have the basics in how they're living hand to mouth. But what's happening over the weekend, we're going to upper market areas. So the kids say, it's so nice to live here. So nice we had a car like that. So nice we had like that. Take them to other areas, they say, how are they sitting in their car like that? We'll never sit in a car like that. But look at the children, they're not fighting for the window. How many in the kumbi, bhai? They're all happy. They're all smiling, they got smiles. You're sitting in a big car like this and nobody's smiling. I look at them, how happy they are. And they got nothing. Right? Give them one small chocolate and you made their whole taxi happy. Yeah, buy all everything and still fighting. Then it just shows no qadr. Therefore we have to take them to these areas. Now we finish qurbani, go distribute some meat, got some funds, go buy some clothing, go distribute and take the children, go and show them. See how people are living right under our nose. So this is what we have, is only the ni'mat of Allah. So we can't get involved in all these innovations and just waste our life and our time. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. We have the roza to keep Saturday, Sunday, or Sunday and Monday. Yes, we're still having our da'wat, etc. But we understand that we don't have to have it. Yes, Allah Muhammad, love, we're calling the family. But make sure there's no haram taking place there. There's no innovations taking place. Namaz is on time also. Everything is on place. But we have to understand it and slowly teach the ummah. Deen is simple. Allah doesn't make it difficult for you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't give up being da'wat also. Muharram was Muharram, keep roza, and that was it. And he mentioned, if I will be alive the following year, then we'll keep 2 days roza. So we oppose every way, style of the kuffar, how they do things, from head to toe, whether it's the hair, whether it's the dressing. We have our way already. We have our way already, whether it comes our salam, whether it comes to how we engaging the family members, how we enter our homes, how we greet. We have a complete system. And that is barakat. No use now getting involved in all this bid'at and we're not bringing sunnah. Barakat is not going to come. Barakat is not going to come. Barakat will be in the simple sunnahs and cost effective. Nothing much to spend. Nothing much to spend. And you see, Allah Ta'ala will give the barakat. When you speak of barakat, and unfortunately, we always say, one thing is barakat is fulus. Money will carry on flowing. Bala won't come. Bala won't come. No, no. Barakat in iman. Barakat in knowledge. Barakat in my children's intelligence. Barakat in our life. Barakat in our a'mal. Then barakat, mashallah, in my home. Barakat in my expenditure, in my wealth. Barakat in the home. Barakat in the vehicle. Barakat in the business. That will come. But the barakat in iman and taqwa, everything will come with it. Allah will open the way. Allah will give us understanding, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو كريم رحيم الله يلا give us the correct understanding of deen and sharia oh my Allah yalla guide us every step of our life oh my Allah every breath every step every decision oh my Allah yalla guide us to your pleasure oh kareem rahim Allah save us from dalalat and misguidance oh kareem rahim Allah keep us upon the sirat al-mustaqim upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let us be convinced oh my Allah every ayat every command of yours oh my Allah whether we understand or we don't understand oh my Allah you give us tawfiq ya Allah to fulfill every command of yours in the sunnah we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us love for every sunnah ya Allah give us knowledge of every sunnah amal upon every sunnah except our lives the khidmat of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya Allah give us yaqeen upon that the success is only in the sunnah we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya Allah teach us ya Allah every action of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam internally externally oh my Allah how he made dua how he performed salah ya Allah his akhlaq his kirdar ya Allah his akhlaq his mannerism his ways etiquette oh kareem rahim Allah oh my Allah save us from bid'at oh my Allah save us from innovations oh kareem rahim Allah save the ummah oh my Allah oh my kareem rahim Allah save us from all those things that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do that are permissible in deen and sharia Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, clean and pure, pristine deen in our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, that easy and beautiful and simple deen. O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, bring this alive in the ummah and use us as a cause and a means for this, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, save the ummah and all of us from bid'at, Ya Allah, from sins and disobedience. Keep us in your obedience, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from your ma'asiyah and breaking your commands, abandoning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us a complete sunnah in our lives, O my Allah. The time of موت كريم رحيم الله it is we that ya Allah we upon the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not be walakul mut ya Allah catch us in a day we be far from the masjid ya Allah this is some other garb besides the sunnah oh my Allah in names of the kuffar and our bodies oh kareem rahim Allah ya Allah kalas in the color of deen oh my Allah sibghat Allah min ahsanu min Allah sibghat ya Allah the color of Allah ya Allah die us in your color in your obedience in the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah, fully qabar al-nur, forgive them, Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, fully qabar al-nur, forgive them, overlook them, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah, all the shuhada, Ya Allah, that are passed in the annals of history, Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, raise them and forgive them, Oh my Allah, grant them the highest stages, Oh my Allah, whether be the Ahl Bayt, Ya Allah, the Ala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Oh my Allah, those pure souls, Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, make them maghfirat and raise them, Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, keep us among the pious, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more upon Iman in the condition you're happy with us. Raise us in the company of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the day of Qiyamah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, when you come to Hawza Kothar, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, let not be Nabi alayhi salatu who turns his face away from us, oh my Allah. Kidar Jayafir, oh my Allah. Where do we run to then, oh my Allah? Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, let us be the Nabi alayhi salatu. Ya Allah, he welcomes us with open hands, oh my Allah. That these were ummati that established the sunnah in their lives. Ya Allah, they took it to the four corners of the world, oh my Allah. Give us a correct understanding. Ya Allah, give us a correct amal, oh my Allah. Convince us about the sunnah upon every command of yours. Ya Allah, save us in the entire ummah, oh my Allah, from azabi qabr, azabi jahannam, and the heat on the day of qiyamah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, make it easy for the Muslims, oh my Allah, for the Muslims of Gaza, oh my Allah, and around the world. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the day of Ashura, Ya Allah, you give salvation to Bani Israel from Fir'aun. Ya Allah, the day of Ashura, the boat of the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, settle. Oh my Allah, to the day of salvation. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, it will be this month, Ya Allah, a month and a day of salvation for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It will be a ceasefire, oh my Allah, release them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant me victory and fatah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. As a good omen, oh my Allah, the month of Muharram is here. Ya Allah, make it easy for the Ummah, let your deen prevail in the world, O my Kareem. Turn the hearts of the entire humanity towards deen Islam. Let your deen spread in the world, Ya Allah. Accept us and use us for this, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept our health, our wealth, our time. Ya Allah, our talents, our faculties, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with afiyat, sihat and salamat. Ya Allah, keep us with afiyat, sihat and salamat, with peace, with security and contentment, O my Allah. Give us contentment. Purify our hearts, O my Allah. Save us from takabbur, from pride, from arrogance, from haughtiness, from bad akhlaq, from being rude and harsh, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from becoming angry, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us salah with first of takbir and ula, all the sunnahs, O my Allah. Make us musallis with the masjid. Make us, Ya Allah, ashiks of Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make our dhikr zaili, O my Allah. Give our children tawfiq, our families tawfiq. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, open Masjid Al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give it back to the Muslims, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good rulers, O my Allah. They will rule the Ummah according to Sharia, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwab al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma hu ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. As a weekly reminder, my dear brothers, as you all know, that every Friday night Shabbuzari program takes place, Masjid al-Hilal, from Asr time to Ishraq. Brothers, at least come one program for Friday night, at least, inshallah. But at least after Isha, Haytul Sahaba, then our Ishtima is taking place next month. What's the dates? 8, 9, 10th. 8, 9, 10th Ishtima is taking place, mashallah, in our locality. Start making dua, start making alam, inform others about it. And then the Istahi Jalsa also taking place in Azad the next month, 27th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. So we have two programs this month, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam. There's so many Nuraniya programs we are having. Allah Ta'ala make it a great success and give us a share in it also. Start talking at home about it. These two weekends, we're not going anywhere. We have special programs of the year that will take place. Make awaz, make fikr, how much we can spend time in the path of Allah, whether 24 hours, whether 3 days. Invite whoever we can invite, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala, we hope from Allah that the environment will change. Fitnas will disappear. Allah Ta'ala, the obedience will become easy for us. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.